Welcome to Professor Bob and Professor Sherry's excellent adventure to Paris, Aachen, and London. Now, this is part four. Today, we're heading off to London. So, we've left Aachen, took the ICE train, the high-speed German train, to Brussels, and there we caught the Eurostar, which took us in the St. Pancras there in London. Once in London, that was simple, and of course, now the station, since we were there the last time, is so much easier to get through at St. Pancras. So it was an easy transition. So we just get on the tube and we head out to Earl's Court in Kensington. And so we have this is the same line that would take you all the way out to the main airport there at Heathrow. So we get out of the station. We're supposed to get on Warwick Road and walk about five blocks to our hotel. Well, you know how it is when you have all of these tube stations or metro stations, they have multiple exits. So you almost need to have a map of the exits so that you know where you are. I had assumed we just walk right out on the Warwick. Well, we didn't. We walked out the other direction. And I'm a little befuddled. And so there's a group of bobbies. And so I asked one of them for directions. And it was funny because they weren't from London. They were there in London to help out with a soccer match. But they had their phone, and they looked it up and just said, just go down this street and you'll hit it. So we go to our hotel. Now, we're staying at the Marriott. Well, it's owned by Marriott, but it's a Residence Inn. And the nice thing about a Residence Inn, you get free breakfast. And in London, that's a big deal. So we check in. They're not quite ready to, our room's not quite ready. So we have to wait around a little bit. And the funny thing about it is, I mean, the walk from the train station there is on cobblestones and in a nice section of town, but you got to cross one of the A main highways. It takes four sections to get across it. And we noticed when we got in that they only have two elevators and one of them was down. And we learned later that one elevator is almost always down, and there were members of the staff that can't remember when it worked. They did get it to work 2 days before we left. So they said, where would you like your room? I said, well, how about the second floor? They said, yeah, that's okay. So it was easier to walk down and walk back up than to wait for one elevator. But it was a little bit exasperating. We were able to get up to the room. And of course, it's a nice room, nice sized room. It's pretty late in the afternoon. So all we were going to do is just kind of walk around. So we went to the Tesco and walked in the Tesco. And they don't have a restaurant in this hotel, which is unusual. They usually had them. But there are other restaurants around. And they suggested the Italian restaurant basically half a block down across the street. And so that's where we went for dinner. And it was exquisite. We came in early and they said, do you have a reservation? And said, no. But they said, well, as long as you don't stay beyond 7 o'clock, you're okay. So we went in, had a really fine meal. And this is where we began to notice that it was like we were in a Blade Runner movie. There were so many mixes of language around. Our hotel was basically run by Indians and Pakistani. And later on, we found out that the first language on the elevator was Hindi. And then you gave you English. And this place, which was an Italian restaurant, had Italians in it, but had a lot of Pakistanis and Indians. And they were speaking Italian. And, of course, the owner and the main guy spoke Italian. Obviously, he spoke English, too, but it was mainly Italian. And we just switched from French to German and German to, hopefully, English. And now we were having to play with a little bit of Italian. But the food was great. And right, you know, two doors down was a little shop again where you could get Coke and snacks and other things. And they had a nice souvenir section. I actually ended up buying a knitted cap that is the basically the Union Jack flag. And I've already had one incident with it back here in Kansas City. Every week I go up a little bit north of us to Excelsior Springs to go to Aldi's and their Walmart because it's not as crowded and it's a lot nicer facility. And so I'm out of my car walking towards the Walmart, and this guy yells at me about, you got a lot of nerve to put a Confederate flag on your head. And I just laughed, and he said, what do you find so funny? I said, well, this happened a few years ago. I had a professor, I had a teacher who had this flag on his wall in his classroom, and I, as department chair, had been called to tell him to take that Confederate battle flag down. Well, of course, it's the Union Jack. So I went into his room and started laughing. And he said, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "I'll tell you at the department meeting. It's too good not to share." So I went back to the vice principal and told him that was the Union Jack. That's the English flag. It has British flag. It has nothing to do with the Civil War. So I had to have the same conversation with the local at Excelsior Springs. But when I told that story at the faculty meeting the next time, I mean, there were people on the floor crying. It was so hilarious. So the next day is kind of a shopping walk-around day with one main event. And the main event was Kew Gardens Christmas display in the evening. Now, they start selling those tickets 1st of July. And I had tickets on July the 2nd. So we picked the 4:40 time slot. So I'm looking how to get there. And I actually planned all of this out prior to leaving on vacation. We selected the Earl's Court for a very good reason. You have the one line, which goes from the airport to St. Pancras. So that meant it was easy for us to go from the train station to our place and to go back when we're ready to go back to fly out. But it also then accessed a main line that went down to Kew Gardens and some other locations. Either one of those two lines then connected with other main lines. So if we wanted to go to the theater, we knew which one stop we had to make. And so it was just really functional. And I liked the Tube. The Tube was a little bit bigger car. And, the metro in Paris is fine. But it seemed like there was more space for people on the Tube. In both cases, in Paris as well as in London, really, really nice people. Now, Sherry has let her colored redhead disappear. It's now silvery, and she gets a lot more respect and gets almost never has to worry about getting a seat. Somebody's always offering her a seat, and sometimes they even offer me one. I'm kind of salt and peppery, with more on the pepper side. So we head off to Kew Garden. Now, Sherry's been wanting to go here for a long time, and we had actually planned the year that we had COVID. We had planned to go to England, and we were going to go in the spring so we could go to the Great Garden Show at Kew Garden. I had tickets for it, and we were going to go the day the Queen usually shows up. And, of course, that was all deep sick, so that was disappointing. So we go out, get on the train, get off at Kew Gardens. It's a little neighborhood area right there, and they're nice-looking houses. But they had all sorts of restaurants and things. So we were there early, so we figured we can come back and have dinner before we go back. And so we walk down the street to Kew Gardens, and boy, it's magnificent. It's 2.5 miles is the whole route with the Christmas lights. And several people do the walk through on YouTube, so you can usually see what it is. And so we walked around slowly and enjoyed everything, and it was just marvelous. And we picked up a ornament for our tree. Whenever we travel, we get vacation ornaments. We almost need a vacation tree at this point. And so we had a great time at the Kew Gardens. And then we went back, and there was a big pub. People were sitting outside. It was in the middle to late, top upper 40s. A little drizzle, but still people were outside in the covered area. And we went in and found ourselves a location. And I asked the waitress, is this the same system? You go to the bar and order? And they said, yeah. So we went up, ordered. They brought this gigantic amount of food. We sat there, had a couple of beers, went back to the train station, got on the train, headed back to the hotel, walked back to the hotel, went to sleep. So it was really working out well. And it worked out all the way through. We didn't have any issues at all in London. The only issue you have in London is it is expensive. Hotels are expensive. Now, we were paying, I think it was like $2,500 for 7 days, which is a bargain. The last time we were in London, we stayed at the hotel right near the London, not London Bridge, but Tower Bridge. And it was $200, 200 pounds, I should say, a night. And that was years ago. And the pound had significantly gone up. Now, I had bought pounds when it was 100, when they were $1.06. to the dollar. And so that was a bargain. And I'd bought 2,500 pounds at that price. When we went to London, the pound had appreciated to 133. So our pounds went a very long way. So that really cut things back. But what we ended up doing is we have Marriott points. We use Marriott cards and we get points. And so actually, Sherry's points paid for our hotel. So all we had to deal with was just eating and doing all the other stuff. So if you do not have a credit card that gives you miles that you can use for hotels and transportation, you need to change cards. That's just all there is to it. It was funny when we added on to our house, her house. When we added on, she gave her credit card to our contractor, which was my son-in-law, and told him to buy all of the stuff he needed using that. And so we ended up getting a significant amount of miles for that. So that was fun. Now, the next time, we're going to do a couple of things. Now, again, in London, we were going to be shopping and seeing something either in the morning, in the afternoon, or we're going to a show. So the next time we'll be here on part five, we'll be seeing Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, going to the Shard, seeing the Golden Hind, and then having a trip out to Wembley Theatre to see Starlight Express. So till next time, have a nice day.